The saying is hard. Who can accept it? Words taken from our gospel passage this evening. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. For centuries, or really, ever since these words came out of the mouth of our Savior, there's been contention over what he actually meant. There's been so much contention that has led countless souls to break off from the Catholic Church and create their own beliefs based on what they think our God is saying as he declares himself to be the bread of life, the bread that we must consume to have eternal life. In fact, millions, since the time of the apostles, have truly struggled accepting the words of our Lord that has led to the creation of over 45,000 different Christian denominations, all claiming that their interpretation of Christ's words is the correct interpretation. And yet, these denominations attempt to say that our Lord is speaking symbolically when he speaks about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But in the original Greek of John's gospel account, there's no use of symbolic language at all. Our Lord meant exactly what he said when he told his disciples, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. And this is my body, this is my blood. So therein lies the question that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, lied to his disciples and to us, or is he speaking the truth? It can be easy for us Catholics to come to Mass week in and week out and say the responses and the prayers and do the movements from muscle memory and be completely tuned out until we snap back to our senses when we see people begin to get up for the communion line. Maybe this doesn't happen to you guys, but it does happen to me pretty frequently, so I speak from experience. And yet in those moments, I have to ask myself, do I actually accept what our Lord said? Do I actually believe that is Almighty God himself becoming present on this altar at each holy sacrifice of the Mass, at the words of consecration? And if I say that I do believe, do my actions outside of the walls of this church, throughout my day, portray that I truly believe? You know, during this time of Eucharistic revival, there must become a point when we each look in the mirror and ask ourselves the tough question, do I truly believe in our Lord in the Eucharist? We live in an age right now that praises chaos and breeds a culture that loves everything except the truth. It's easy to be part of the world and to embrace the fleeting pleasures that come from it. But our Lord, in his gift of the Eucharist to us, desires to give us more, and that more is eternal life. It's not enough for us to say simply that we believe and to continue to act the same way that the world does. The Catholic life that we're all called to from our baptism is a Eucharistic life. This life calls each of us to put aside our attachment to worldly things and to embrace the supernatural, what we were called to be from our very creation. The Eucharistic life calls Catholics to be a light to all nations, allowing others to see the immense love that comes from our intimate union with Christ, each worthy reception of Holy Communion. And it's through this worthy reception of the Eucharist that we grow in virtue and we're able to fight off temptation and the battles of venial sin. The Eucharist empowers us to strive after holiness. And when we accept the words of Christ and receive Him, who is the bread of life, we become, in a very real way, like the golden thing that's in that adoration chapel over there, sitting at the very center and pinnacle. If you haven't been in the adoration chapel, you should definitely go and check it out. But at the very center is this golden instrument holding the Eucharist, and it's called a monstrance. When we receive our Lord, we become like individual monstrances. And it's kind of cool because if you look at a monstrance, it looks like rays of light are shooting out from it. And in the same way, when we receive our Lord worthily, that light is able to emanate from our souls to those around us. This light that comes from the love of God that dwells within our souls in those moments when we have our Lord dwelling within us in the Eucharist is able to penetrate the darkness and the chaos of the world. When we approach our Lord with hearts and souls that truly believe it is Almighty God Himself we receive at each communion, we become more and more like the saints in heaven who continuously embrace our Lord. But when we approach Him just in a mode almost like a zombie, you know, completely focused on other things or just tuned out, and we come up without believing, we act just like the followers of Christ in today's gospel who could not accept His words about being the bread of life and who walked away from Him. As Catholics, we have truly no idea how blessed we are to be able to receive our Lord and our Savior, God Himself, at each holy sacrifice of the Mass. Every time we consume the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus Christ comes inside of us and remains with us. And it's in those, as the Church says, 10 to 15 minutes as we digest the Eucharist, that we should ask Him anything. If we're experiencing hardships in our marriage, or a family member is outside of the church, or we're going through intense physical or spiritual pain, or whatever other issues we can conjure up, it's the time right after you receive our Lord in the Eucharist at Holy Communion that you should desire nothing more than to ask Him for whatever you wish and have faith that He's listening to you. The Eucharist should become our lifeblood. At each reception of our Lord, we should be filled with joy and hope for the life that is to come after this, inspiring each one of us to live a life of virtue and ever-growing conversion. And if we do that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's not only our souls that will slowly be transformed into a perpetual monstrance, but we will help others become holy as well. So when you come up to receive Him today, His body, blood, soul, and divinity, when the priest or deacon says, Body of Christ or Corpus Christi, and you say, Amen, believe, accept the words of our Lord. Move your heart to believe that you are receiving God, God Himself, who deeply loves you and desires nothing more than to dwell within you. That way, when we're out and about in the darkness of the world, and someone comes to you and challenges you and says, the saying about the Eucharist is hard, who can accept it? You can say with a heart on fire with the Eucharist, I can. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.